This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, everybody. It is a beautiful Monday afternoon. Chad Arman, Dan Cook with you. I don't know where Adam is today. Probably still fishing or enjoying life somewhere.
He's drinking. Just say it. He's drinking.
Again, he's drinking at 11 o'clock when he arrives, when he's working. So you got to tell me something he's normally not doing.
Okay,
is he back tomorrow for Ask Adam Anything, or should I effort to get someone else?
I you may want to effort, because according to the schedule, and of course the schedule is not always spot on, he's gone through Wednesday.
Oh, well, he was going on a trip somewhere. So...
and
maybe that's taking place right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I will reach out to somebody, and we'll come up with an individual for Ask Adam Anything. Laura with the news. Laura will join us for Overrated, Underrated, Properly Rated. But obviously we're going to start with what never changes in our country. Never changes. How many times have I been saying this here? At the Fan with Barrero, at the Fan by myself, here with Dan and Adam. It's awful. It's terrible. It's horrendous. I can't believe this. These lives have ended. It could have been one of us. By the way, in this case, it could have been one of you if you're Jewish or you're black. In this case, in particular, you're black. And we're shocked. It's remorse. And then within about seconds, it's, I've got my position. You've got your position. I'm not going to move. Man, I'm sorry. And it wasn't just Buffalo. How about in Milwaukee on Friday, where you had, 10, 11, 12,000 people gather outside the arena, what they call the Deer District, and you had multiple shootings there. 10 people arrested. 10 people arrested. You had Winston-Salem. You had the flea market in Houston. You had the church shooting in California. And then a racist who believes in this pathetic, disgusting replacement theory, which we will discuss later on the show, drove 200 miles to kill black individuals. Pick out an area where there was a better chance he would find blacks and target them. And it killed 10 people. 10 people who are doing something every one of us does. Just normal, blasé activity in this case. Going to a store. And an 18-year-old deranged individual who believes that whites are being replaced, that Jews have come up with this theory, and that whites are being replaced, so let me go kill innocent black individuals for no reason outside of just vile filth running through his pores. I know, and I've only said this 5,000 times, we can't stop everything. We can't. I wish we could. Who doesn't? Which, if you don't, there's something wrong with you. It really is. We can't stop everything in a society, in a country, which I still doubt our extremism right now. And there'll be more talk of it on the right today, but to act like there isn't extremism on the left is delusion. I still believe in so many things about our country. But I look at major areas where we should come together just a little bit, and we don't. Million people now dead from COVID. A million. And I don't know if I'm going to get to it or not today, but you're a person who's babbling right now. I thought I was done with COVID. I tested positive, what, about 18, 19 days ago? I have struggled mightily the last 4 days. So for all those folks who act like, that's no big deal, I'm glad it was for you. But it's not for a lot of people, including 1 million dead. World Health Organization estimated a couple weeks ago. And listen, they've got plenty wrong. They're not flawless. But the true total of dead is closer to 15 million across the world. There are examples within COVID where we came together more often. Sadly, it was incredibly divisive. Here's another one. People targeted, and we can't even make progress. Because we have to be absolutists. We have to be 100%. We have to be, we should take every single gun away from somebody. We should, then the other side will say, nope, Second Amendment, we can't touch it, can't touch a word. Oh yeah, we've never adjusted anything with an amendment. Mental health, sounds good. Let's not do a damn thing for it though. Let's not spend money on it. Trying to find out when individuals put manifestos out. I don't even know how realistic that is because we talk about it every single time. If somebody leaves messages, it's unlimited out there. And I know the governor of New York was talking a lot about it. I'd love to know how we could do that on whatever platform. And we have words and coding of some sort. Since this manifesto was out there starting on Thursday. But I want to talk about high capacity magazines. I want to talk mental health. I want to talk red flag laws. And I want to talk how insulting it is when the phrase that we used to talk about a lot years back, we don't talk about it as much anymore, but it's going to come up right now. Perfect. The enemy of good. And both sides can be guilty of this. We're not going to stop everything. And sadly, you could be going to pick up your kid. You'd be going to get your dry cleaning. You'd be going to have a meal at a restaurant. You'd be parked at a stop sign. And some deranged individual could come for you. So again, it's not about stopping everything because it's not realistic. But what if we stop 5%? What if we stop 10%? How many lives is that? Again, Buffalo, 10 dead. Winston-Salem, Deer District of Milwaukee, flea market in Houston, the California shooting at a church. That's all from Friday on. Is it more than normal? Yeah. Is it that much more than normal? Not really. So I want to talk about a few things that I think we should do. I absolutely positively not saying I have the answers, but I cannot tell you how nauseating it is for us as a country where the overwhelming amount of people in this country are good, decent individuals, principled, have differences, and we can't make some progress. How about if it was 1%? How many lives would that save? So what do you have? Because if you're not perpetually outraged by this, I get it a little bit. Because there are times where we're here on, I don't know, Wednesday, and we'll see something, and it's Topeka, Kansas, school shooting. And years ago, we'd stop programming. And now it's like, oh no, there's another school shooting. And we really should overreact every time, but for not going to then have a rational conversation about what we're going to do. It absolutely matters to those lives who are injured and lost and their family members, where we've ended the lives. I don't care if they're 186. Their lives shouldn't have been ended. But then what are we going to do? We can't be a little better than this. What should we do? I'm going to chime in. Dan's going to chime in. I really want to hear from you through phone calls and texts. What should we do? You want to make it about Minneapolis, St. Paul? You want to make it about the state of Minnesota? You want to make it about mental health? You want to make it on gun legislation? You want to make it on your frustration that you're a centrist and we're dominated by extremists so we don't get stuff done? You take it however you want to go. I want passion. I want honesty. And if you want to completely disagree with everything I've just said, fine, bring it. Let's go. 651-461-9226. That's how you call. That's also how you text. Either way, 651-461-9226. Janet Jackson is how old today, Dan?
Honestly, I saw it was her birthday. I didn't see the number, so let's guess. I'm going to say she is 53.
I'm going older. I'm going to say Janet is my age, 56. 56. You look it up.
On the button.
Is that right?
On the button, sir.
Yeah.
So she's rapidly approaching 62. I wonder how she feels about that.
Yeah. She looks just a smidge better than I. So we'll play Janet all day. The individual behind this, the killer, had a gun and altered it with a high-capacity magazine. 10 states and D.C. have banned high-capacity magazines. Why hasn't everybody banned high-capacity magazines? Honestly, tell me why. Tell me why the average citizen needs a high-capacity magazine. What am I missing about that? And I'm being serious, because to me it seems utterly ridiculous. Why does the average citizen who is protecting themselves, which I don't want to stop, I just wanted you to go through background checks and a normal process. I don't want to stop people from hunting. But tell me why we haven't completely banned high-capacity magazines. I don't understand that. That's one for me. I want us to vote for more people actually get deals done. If you told me Mitt Romney was the nominee for the Republican Party in 2024, I'm in now. Yes. On social issues, he's definitely further right than I am. No doubt about it. Gets things done. Works with the other side. Gets things done. There are people who are center left. I'd vote for them too. Joe Biden at one point was that person as a senator. He's not that person as a president. And I'm looking for somebody. I mean, right now, if you're Romney, you're Cheney, you're Kinzinger, you're a sellout, right? Because Trump still caused Republicans to run for their looking for any political courage that they don't have. So let's elect more people, actually get things done. Let's do something about mental health instead of talking about it. The red flag laws. The shooter was brought in last June for making a threatening statement. While a state police spokesman did not officially confirm this, the spokesperson did tell NBC the suspect in the investigation was taken to hospital for mental health evaluation before it was released. I'd like to know more about that, Dan. I'd like to know more about what the threat was and how so soon afterwards has a weapon. I don't want to stop people from seeing therapists and seeking out help. But I want to figure out a way to try to make just some progress in this area if people are showing signs. Okay, those are a few for me. I know we're getting a bunch of texts and calls. What do you have, sir?
Do I have to limit this to the possible, or can I just say I'm going to do whatever I want, and here's what we're doing?
Go.
I'm going to – first of all, we're reinstituting the assault weapons ban. Nobody in this country needs an AR-15. Nobody does. Nobody has any actual justification for, I have to have this particular type of gun, and we've seen so many times that it's AR-15s used to shoot up places like this. It just – to me, that's a complete no-brainer. We're reinstalling – this assault weapons ban. And then we're taxing the bejabbers out of everything gun related. Everything. And that money is going to be used to help increase law enforcement, help increase investigations into these shootings. And then the other part of it you just mentioned with the mental health thing. Look, you know, we spent $1.3 trillion on infrastructure here not that long ago. And good, we should do that. That needs to happen. We're sending 40 some billion to Ukraine. Good. We should do that. That needs to happen. You cannot tell me that we can't come together as a country and say we're going to make access to mental health services like going to a minute clinic. It's going to be that available. It's going to be that routine. It's going to be that easy for people to sign up and go and get the help that they need. And we're done with this ridiculous stigma that there is in this country that somehow if you're dealing with mental health issues, you're weak or you're soft or you're not man enough or whatever it is. That's gone. And I'm doing all of that straight out of the gate.
Let's take calls here. Bill is in St. Paul. Bill, you're on.
So my solution, number one, mental health care is all considered preventative. Every time I see a therapist, it's $150 off my deductible. That should be gone. Nobody should go broke for seeing a therapist. Number two, more day treatment facilities for people to go. If you need 2 weeks off of work to get your mind straight, it should be paid for. Day treatment to help that. And we need a legitimate PR campaign that is done throughout this country where people can tell in themselves if they're feeling violent, if they're feeling like they want to end it all, if they're feeling like they want to hurt the other side because they're being told to hurt the other side, let's find a way so that they can just ask for help before they're beyond that point. And if we can do a PR campaign that does that, yeah.
Yeah, good points. Bob is in St. Paul. Bob, you're on WCCO.
Good morning. What I would like to see done is put together a super fund of some kind that would be paid for by a tax on the ammunition makers, the gun makers, and gun owners as well. And they would all have a certain percentage to pay into this super fund that would help pay for the pain and the agony of the people that are left over after a mass shooting.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. Tim is in Cross Lake. Tim, you're on.
Hi, Chad. I don't look at any one solution as being the answer. I see it as a three-part deal. Number one, we need legislation. We need better background checks. We need legislation against the parts that turn a semi-automatic weapon into a fully automatic weapon. We need to put pressure on our legislators to get that kind of thing done. Number two, we need to go after this individual in this most recent shooting said flat out when he was brought in, he was provoked or encouraged into doing this by the chat rooms and the whatnot he was a participant in. These debunked theories such as replacement, etc., there needs to be a way to shut down the outlets that are doing that kind of thing. And number three, we as citizens bear a responsibility when someone is posting this kind of stuff, when we fear that someone we love, that their mental health is at a place where they're going to hurt somebody, we can no longer just sit back. We need to take action because we care about them and anyone else they might hurt, and we need to make it okay for people to turn people in and say, I worry about this person, whatnot. This person had been on the radar for well over a year. Interested like you to hear the rest of that. But I think those three things in combination would make a difference.
Thank you. Appreciate the calls. We're not done with this topic. It's too important. We'll get back to it later, starting at 1:30. Scott Jensen, is he now in line to be the next governor of the state of Minnesota? Tom Hauser covered the Republican convention in Rochester. Hauser's with us in moments.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.